If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor,
doctor,
Mr. MD,
doctor,
now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here in Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show. First part, we're going to be talking about beware of combining antibiotics with pain medicine. New research out of Australia. I'm going to go over that. And we have a brief crack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi. Our righteous men and women in uniform are out there. And lift them up in prayer. So today's devotional is in Matthew 12, where it says, whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother. So if you want to be a family member of the Prince of Peace, get in that word, dust off the Bible, read it every day, seek his face every day, and prepare for the return of the King of Kings, because it'll be soon, and you don't want to miss that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Quack, 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 quack
Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up, let's see, and last but not least, coral reef. They got some new research on the coral reef with regard to global warming, warmer seas. New research is debunking the climate change theory. So the team of international researchers led by Dr. Michael Hines, this is of the Biodiversity Center, they published some reports that the coral reef grew 6 times faster in warmer ancient oceans than in today, despite higher sea levels and temperatures. So they say local population and overfishing, not climate change, are the real threats to the modern reef. They say historical data is proving the coral does thrive in CO2-rich warmer waters, debunking climate doomsday claims. And meanwhile, over at Australia's Great Barrier Reef, another study actually revealed that when sea temperatures were 1 to 2 Celsius degrees warmer than the sea level, 1 meter higher, the coral growth hit 15 millimeters per year. So why are modern reefs struggling? Well, the researchers are pointing to local population, overfishing, destructive tourism, also sewage dumping, agricultural runoff, and even dynamite fishing as a big reef killer. So it's not global warming, according to 2 reports. And that wraps the Quack Report. Alrighty, we're going to get into the beware of you're combining your antibiotics with some pain medicine. So this is new research from the University of South Australia, and they find that when you combine your antibiotics with ibuprofen or acetaminophen, it can actually trigger severe cases of antibacterial drug resistance. So a common example would be if you're taking antibiotics for like a sinus infection and you're also taking Tylenol for sinus pressure and pain. So science never expected this drug combination causing a bacterial infectious crisis. So we're going to talk about it. According to this August 2025 report out of Australia, this drug combo has created a health crisis. The report is stating that these drugs, it's kind of like throwing gasoline on a fire. Here's a quote from the report. They said, this combination of antibiotics and pain medicine fuels the bacterial resistance, making it far worse than just antibiotic use alone. We find that this drug combo often uses an aged care practices, you know, the elderly in nursing homes, where the older patients are prescribed multiple medications to treat several conditions, and we now are finding this allows the bacterial infection to thrive. Another example that the research team cited was the common use of ciprofloxacin, or your cipromycin family drugs, a broad-spectrum antibiotic, if you will, often prescribed for urinary tract infections, and using ibuprofen or acetaminophen with that, these two drugs used together will increase the mutation of the bacteria, making it highly resistant to the Cipro drug. And science has created a serious health complication risk here that we may never overcome. Here is a quote from the report. The World Health Organization reports that antimicrobial resistance is a global threat to public health, and that bacterial resistance was directly responsible for 1.27 million global deaths in 2019. Honestly, if there were an herb supplement that promoted over 1 million deaths, it would not be allowed to remain on the market. So before the ink would be dry on the report, it would have been disappearing off of your shelves in a skitty minute if it were a supplement. Noticeably now, the deaths from the drug combo were not due to misuse of the prescription medicine, as there were no adverse warnings on the prescription or the over-the-counter pain medicine packaging material. So people are unaware of this. And also health authorities would, you know, have the patients just refer to your physician for advice. for advice when you want to combine these drugs. And since this research is recent, patients are really not hearing a warning yet from their doctors. So, okay, so if it's not on the packaging, you're not aware of it. And if your doctor says nothing to you, you're not aware of it. Here's another quote from the report. This is from Professor Rich T. Venter, University of South Australia. He said, antibiotics have long been vital in treating infectious diseases, but their widespread overuse and misuse have driven a global rise in antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So Professor Venter is also stating that it isn't just the mix of the antibiotics and the pain medicine that promotes these drug-resistant bacteria. He said it is also a combination of antibiotic pain, blood pressure, and sleep medications, he says, that can create a breeding ground in the gut for the bacteria to become resistant. He says, quote, in this study, we looked at the effect of non-antibiotic medicines and the cipromycin or ciproflaxacin and your antibiotics, which are used to treat common skin and gut and urinary tract infections. He said this developed more generic mutation than with the antibiotic alone, helping them grow faster and becoming highly resistant. So this increased resistance, he said, was also observed to the multiple other antibiotics from different drug classes. So it's not just your Cipro class. So he gave a list of drugs in the report. The researchers listed these drugs that are used in combination with antibiotics that can create a mutation to drug resistance bacteria, and they are your ibuprofen, which is your anti-inflammatory pain reliever, your diclofenac, which is an anti-inflammatory to treat arthritis, acetaminophen, your for pain and fever, furosemide, which is your high blood pressure med, metformin for high blood sugars linked to diabetes, atorvastatin, which also helps lower cholesterol and fats in the blood, tramadol, which is a stronger pain medication post-surgery, temazepam, which is used to treat sleeping problems, and also pseudoephedrine, which is a decongestant. So all these combined can cause a gut problem or a bacterial problem in the body. And many of these medications are prescribed to the elderly, especially in nursing home settings. According to a 2021 study published by the Clinical Infectious Disease Journal, 40% of all deaths over the age of 65 are due to drug-resistant bacterial infections. So, interesting. According to the University of South Australia, Professor Venter, he said, antibiotic resistance isn't just about antibiotics anymore. He goes on to say, this study is a clear reminder that we need to carefully consider the risks of using multiple medications, particularly in the aged care where residents are often prescribed a mix of long-term treatments. End of quote. Well, you know, the more we see lately, you know, the Bible says nothing that's done in secret will remain in secret. It'll be exposed. So we're seeing a lot of things exposed in our healthcare industry. So trusting science is becoming a question mark for some. And I've actually talked with many people who have essentially abandoned modern healthcare with the exception of trauma care. They describe their suspicions of not being told important information about their care became more focused in 2020. Yep, that pandemic was I guess, a spark for some people. Now, for me, it was much earlier. It was in 1995. However, I did work in healthcare, and I saw a lot of things that the public normally doesn't see. So now, a Herb Talk Radio listener from New York sent me an article by Dr. Brian Artis, who said this, we've been trained to put our faith in man's science over God's perfect science. That's true. So when a health industry attempts to control patients with fear, intimidation, and lies, That is a clue. Something's very wrong. Now, around 1940, there was this historic shift away from God's perfect medicinals, and we went from healthy foods towards more corrupted foods and also the pharmaceuticals around 1940. Now, the U.S. Pharmacopoeia prior to 1940 listed medicines that physicians would use, and they were plant-based herbals. That's what they were. So today, prescribed drugs contain up to 20% herbal ingredients. So if herbs were unworthy to be called helpful medicine, then why are the drug companies using them? So there's this pattern of intent with allopathic healthcare, and it is to misrepresent disclosure. Patients are really not usually given all the facts because it could scare patients away from the treatments. And Benjamin Franklin said, half the truth is still a whole lie. So true. I want to give you an example. If you get a brochure from your physician regarding allergy shots, which are custom-made serums or a vaccine, basically, the brochure will downplay, actually, the risk, calling it a reaction, rather than plainly saying respiratory arrest. So allergy shots, that's why you have to hang around the doctor's office for about a half hour, because they don't want to make sure you have a, quote, reaction, but what they're looking for is that you don't have respiratory arrest. So a point to note is that's a custom-made vaccine for you, and that could risk your life. Imagine the risks with the standard vaccines they roll out for masses. So functional medicine is what people want, and people today want and deserve medicine that truly functions in the best interest of the patient, offering a cure. So, and this word cure is now, you know, not to be spoken. You're not supposed to be saying that. So a medicine that functions well may not bring fast results, but is the best option for a resolution. Sometimes you get fast results, just depends on the situation. But, you know, it took a while for you to get sick. It's going to take you a little while to get back in balance. And that is why, you know, when I emerged from my herb school training 30 years ago, I saw the importance of removing toxins and restoring nutrition. I call this the cleanse and nourish approach. So this is a very gentle way to help the body restore a balance. So if you're interested in learning how to do that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have their organic professional strength formulas that cleanse away the toxins and provide potent nutrition the body is needing. You can call for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International, call 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, or give them a call there, or visit them online at the Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. And if you buy now during the Labor Day sale, you'll save 20% on your order of $75 or more. Use coupon code LD for Labor Day, LD25, but you want to hurry. This sale will end on the 2nd of September, and restrictions apply. So good time to pick up your immune support, your cold and flu stuff. If you want to do cleanses before you get into the holidays, this is a good time to get them out of the way. Metabolic strengthening formulas are there, so check them out at thepowerherbs.com. And then when you're there, you might want to sign up for their free online newsletters that will give you empowering information like you're hearing now each week in your email, absolutely free. We have the American Survival and the Health Quest newsletters. They go out on one goes out on Tuesday, one goes out on Friday. So sign up there for free and be empowered. All right, so we got a few minutes, and I wanted to touch a little bit more on the elderly care for just a minute. I did a report back in 2017, and Frank, you may remember this report. We were talking about, are the elderly actually living well, or is aging and living becoming more difficult for them? Because we always hear from the media that, you know, scientific medicine has extended, people are living longer, but is it a quality life are they living? Are they living without health is the question. Well, according to the WHO, they do publish these reports, and they do a world report on aging and health, and they were saying older adults are not living healthier and more active lives. So they propose that, you know, governments around the world take action, create a policy to deal with this problem. So now the elderly are a problem. Now, of course, it is promoted, you know, to, you know, take care, social needs, the society, basically you're going to get to, you know, the elderly aren't contributing to society and so they're too expensive. So you're going to see a lot of euthanasia. I know, I don't want to say it, but I see that coming. Now, the oldest populations, according to the WHO, is in Japan, South Korea, and Germany. Not in America. Not in America. So, Americans aren't aging healthy. They're healthily aging. No, not happening. I want to report on this. This is a retirement age report. According to Bloomberg report, Americans are waiting longer to retire, but are dying sooner with deteriorating health in between. So they don't have a very long retirement at all. So what we have here is the middle-aged showing up with health problems worse than the previous generation. And these are millions of Americans that have grown up on the American diet, you know, sprinkled with antibiotics and a lot of vaccines, and compared to the previous generation. So you can see a correlation between all this toxicity and mortality rates. It's obvious. So the Bloomberg report suggests that middle-aged Americans will experience much shorter and less active retirements than the previous generation. The Society of Actuaries actually is stating that we have a conservative amount of years and a higher mortality by about 1.2%. So it isn't looking good when you look at these charts, and hard to come back from. So let's look at this life expectancy mode that they reported on. What is the, as the mortality increases, that's what they're seeing. So life expectancy has taken a dive, as well as Americans are pressured to work longer and delay retirement due to economic disasters. And younger generations find it harder to save any money trying to pay monthly bills. Social Security isn't much security, as older Americans are finding out. And in 1982, young adults needed to start saving for their children's college fund, as it would be in the six figures when they were 18 years of age. The child was 18. So we are seeing one out of every three seniors working into their 70s just to survive. And what we have, you know, found really is when retirement funds were established, they failed to calculate for these really weird events that have derailed their investments and also have created inflation. So the elderly with all their health problems, this can be extremely difficult, if not impossible. And researchers at Michigan found that one quarter of Americans between 58 and 60 said that they were in fair to poor health. That's not good. It's noticeable. They're not sugarcoating it. They know it. So if society can't afford to support them, what kind of government programs will be implemented? Euthanasia, like they're doing in the European Union. Hey, Frank, they have this pod. I think it's in the Netherlands. It's almost looking like a tanning bed. And you get in it, and you don't need a doctor's order to kill yourself there. If you just want to end it all, they go, okay, it's only $20. You give them $20, and you get in this pod. They let you push the button inside, and what it does is it slowly removes the oxygen, and you kind of drift off to sleep into a coma and then death. And over there in the European Union, it's legal now to euthanize people that aren't going to be contributing, they think, sufficiently to society. So, you know, the disabled, autism, mental retardation, you know, stuff like that. Let's look at this. This is Americans are less healthy in middle age. This was interesting. The percentage with limitation on the activity of daily life was taken into account, like bathing, eating, dressing, walking across the room, getting out of bed. Ages 58 to 60, this is by the Social Security Retirement Age Report. They said ages 65, born in 1933 to 1937, they had health issues that limited them by about 8%. 8% of the population back then. Then between 65 and 67, born between 1938 and 1942, it was 10%. And then age 66, born in 1943 to 1954, it was 12%. So people have to work longer to reach their Social Security retirement age, and then they're probably within 2 years not being able to function. So then you got dementia on the rise, and the pension plans aren't being, I guess, managed properly, and people aren't coming out into retirement with the money that they're needing. Actually, you know, with the way things are going, I wonder if it's ever going to be enough money, to be honest. I mean, kids can't even afford homes. They're living with their parents, or they're living in their car. So, not good. So, Americans are living longer, but not healthier. They're not in a quality of life, so just look for the shift. There's going to be a shift. And the accounts that are managing your Social Security, they're not going to be able to support the numbers. So there's going to be a shift. So I hate to say it. I hate to be all doom and gloom, but I want you to be prepared. So there are some things that the elderly can do if they want to look into some natural options with regard to drug therapies that can, you know, impair their balance, make them fall, break a hip. There's some other things you can do instead of risking all that. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they do have the Labor Day sale, so get a catalog and get informed and get empowered. And remember, God said herbs are here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. He wouldn't have said it if it weren't true. So get in your Bible, all the way through Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. We're encouraged to use the medicinal plants for wellness. So we've gotten away from that, but we can get back to it. So be bold out there and trust in the Lord. Don't trust in man. Trust in the Lord. I can see by the clock I am about out of time. So do sign up at thepowerherbs.com. Get the free newsletters. Request a free catalog or give them a call at 866-229-3663. And be well. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.